Trust is really good, but not trusting in strangers. No one goes and trusts a stranger so easily. No one takes a stranger by the hand and brings them into their house next to their family without giving it thought, especially when they know that the person is problematic. This is one of those mistakes that can have a lot of consequences. The story started when we got the news of the death of my dad's 120-year-old grandmother, who they called Granny, and it made him really mournful. My dad went to his hometown by himself so that he could take part in Granny's burial ceremony. However, when he got there, Granny hadn't passed away yet, but she was experiencing the last moments of her life. And because Granny wanted to see my dad before she passed away, those around her had come up with a scheme in order to drag my dad to his hometown. After the burial ceremony, my dad came back to Tehran with a memento that Granny had given him for his family. This memento started a strange and eventful story.
Did this one die, Aunt?
No, Nima, God forbid.
Did this one die?
No, Nima, God forbid.
Did this one die?
No, my darling. This one passed away. When they talk about your grandfather's granny, it's her. And don't say die, darling. She passed away and may God rest her soul.
But Granny isn't even in the picture, Aunt.
Yes, she is, Nima. You can see her. She's the one with henna in her hair.
Oh, what's this, Shadi?
Mom!
What?
You can't even see Granny in the picture.
Yes.
Well, what can I do? We didn't have any other picture. This is the only one I could find. It was so small I had to make it bigger so Granny could be seen.
Oh, really now? Well,
Mom?
What?
You can see everyone in the picture except for Granny.
It's not a problem, darling. This is the only picture your aunt could find. How sweet. Look, they took the picture as a memento, but they didn't have someone who knows anything about photography to take this picture. What is this? Really now? Mother?
Yes?
Do you remember who took this picture?
Is it possible that I'd forget? I took it myself. Actually, it's from 13 years ago. How come? Is it really good?
Yes, it's really great.
Mommy,
what?
But you just said it was bad.
It's all right. Where are Mazyar and Sharam?
They said that they were coming here. I don't know.
All right.
You will have a long life and a great future. You will have a lot of children in your future. You beggar.
Hey, come on, man. Why are you calling me a beggar? My name is Aziz. At least call me Aziz the beggar.
Very well, Aziz the beggar. Anyhow, you will have a lot of children.
Me? Come on, man. I haven't even got myself a wife yet. So, how can I have children?
You will get married, and not just once, but three times. Whoa, the things I'm seeing, your third wife will turn your life upside down.
Are you serious? Fine then, I won't marry that one. Two is plenty enough.
With this third marriage, you'll become an owner of lots of wealth and money.
Are you serious? Very well then, I won't marry those first two. The last one is enough for me. So who's the rich one? Give me her phone number.
It's not possible. She will become your third wife.
Very well, fine. See who it is.
The way it appears, she's a girl from the royal court.
That's great! I knew I'd become the king's son-in-law. Well, well, you see, I'll become the king's son-in-law. Is it his younger daughter or the older one? The older one looks like a pickaxe. I hope to God it's the younger one.
No, she's the daughter of one of his ministers. Whoa, the daughter of the prime minister?
Oh, damn my bad luck. You see how miserable and unlucky I am? I don't want her at all now.
You're really cheeky, you beggar. You're obsessed with becoming the son-in-law of the prime minister.
Of course I'm upset. Why wouldn't I be upset? Just look at my bad luck. The king's daughters are becoming old spinsters and I have to go marry the minister's daughter. I won't get married at all. I'm going to go drink some water.
Even though he's a beggar, he's upset of marrying the minister's daughter.
That's right, son. That's how people with high expectations are.
Dad, your acting is really good. The way you act is really funny.
I love you so much, son.
I'm sure this play of yours is going to blow up. It's really funny.
Yeah, but what's the use? We do all the hard work, but the money goes into the pocket of someone that doesn't know the first thing about art.
Who?
That filthy rich producer of ours. If I had money myself, I'd put my money in his line of work, and we'd be set for life.
Don't worry about it, Dad. You'll become famous.
Why would I be worrying, Mazia, when I have a champion of a son like you? Come and give your dad a hug. Ah, come on. Oh, my back. Oh, look, son, from now on, you stay where you are and Daddy will come and hug you.
All
Uncle
right.
Sharam, Mazia, Grandfather's here. Come downstairs, Uncle.
Dad, I sincerely offer my condolences from the bottom of my heart. It's a shame.
Yes, Father. God rest
May she rest in peace.
Bless you. Good for her. She lived an honorable life for 120 years, and in the end she left this world peacefully.
Listen, Masood, why didn't you wear your black shirt?
I actually wanted to ask you why you're wearing black. Didn't I tell you on the phone that Granny requested that we don't wear black and we don't mourn her death?
You did say it, but what would the neighbors say?
Is Granny's last wish more important, or what the neighbors say?
Oh, well, Mother, why didn't you say that's what she'd requested?
But the relatives and the neighbors will be coming to offer their condolences to your dad. And then what? We should wear cheerful clothes and hold dates in our hands, hold Hulver in our hands and offer it to them. Is that possible?
Well, that's what her last wish was, right? Wasn't it?
So what if it was? That's not a good reason. If tomorrow I make a request that when I die you don't wear black clothes, then you won't wear them? Is that so?
Of course we won't, Mother.
May that never happen
again,
God
forbid.
We should wear black. What are you saying?
They'll have to do it, ma'am. Mourning is really good. In a way, it's showing your respect. But complying with the last wish is a must. By complying with the last wish, it'll make her soul happier than if we mourn her death, which she didn't
You'd
want.
Really love it. You'd probably wear your wedding clothes, too.
Thank you very much, Tamine. All these years, that's what you think of me?
What are these things you're saying, man? In order to make the soul of our dearly departed granny happy, send a salawat.
Mazia, grandson, hurry up and go bring my bag. Hurry up. Granny has sent a memento for all of you. She gave it to me before she passed away. God rest her soul. She kept asking about you right up to the end.
God rest her soul.
Poor thing, she went too soon.
Thank you very much. This is a memento from Granny for the Honorable Javanbakhsh family.
In order to make Granny's soul happy, send a salawat! Oh, Allah! Send blessings on Muhammad and the progeny of Muhammad.
It's really old. It's from the Safavid era. It's an antique.
Oh, wow. It's at least a kilogram of gold here.
I've seen this in Granny's chest, but, well, the truth is that I thought she'd given to Haji Reza and her daughters.
Oh, yes. I think because of her Alzheimer's, she mistook me for Haji Reza.
Are you serious? Did everyone else notice? Masood, what if it causes us embarrassment later on?
You're so naive. I was just joking, man. Just to put your mind at ease, she even said my name. My darling, Masood.
Oh, the poor thing. She always called you Masood. It is really funny.
She told me to give each one of you a gold coin. And this is for Tamine. This one is for me. This one is for dear Shiva. This is Shadi's, Charam, Mazia, Bazad, Nima, cute little Sarah.
Oh, Dad, there's an extra one.
It's for Sepide. God rest her soul. Granny didn't know me and Sepide got divorced. You see, Mazia, Granny even thought about your mother.
Everyone got the news of your divorce. God rest her soul, Granny put this aside for my marriage.
If we can find someone who will take you, I'll even donate my kidneys.
That's enough. Don't make so many plans. I won't give you any gold coins. These are valuable when they're on this necklace. We can make a family investment with this. Of course, if you all agree to it.
So what should we do, then?
For example, we can buy some land up north and build a villa on it, and it'll be investment, and we can also gather there during the holidays.
Yeah!
Be quiet, be quiet, be quiet. Don't we gather around each other enough right here? No, what I meant was, maybe we could do something better.
Well, that just came to my mind right now. Well, if someone has a better idea, they should say it. Anyway, I've already found the place. I've talked to the owner and he said he's willing to sell it below the actual price.
It's really obvious that it just came to your mind right now. You've already talked to the owner, so you must already have made the plans for the land too.
Dad, if you put a little more pressure on your mind, you'll have built the villa as well.
You know what? We can buy a villa that's already been built.
Listen, this necklace, is it worth that much for us to be able to do these things?
Not only will we do these things, but we can put the other half in the bank. This will go into the safe for the time being.
Please have a seat.
No, thank you. Just speak to me. Why have you dragged me over here?
You won't sit down. Whatever you prefer. Just promise me that you won't get angry until I've finished talking.
So you already know that you're going to say something that'll make me angry.
No. It's just, if what I say isn't very pleasing to you, just control yourself until I've finished talking.
Very well, I'll control myself. Say it.
I can rest assured...
Yeah, say what you want.
Really, I can rest assured...
Yes, man, tell me what you want to say.
You promise me that you won't get angry.
Man, just say what it is that you want to say!
I haven't even said anything and you're already ticked off. I made a mistake, Dad. I made a mistake. Have a seat. I'm working on a play. It's one of those historical comedies. And I'm sure that it's going to have a lot of sales. However much money you put in it, after 2 or 3 months, you'll get several times that much back. The producer has offered to make me a partner. If I invest 40 or 50 million, after a few months, I will get back 200 million in cash. Isn't that good?
No, it's not good.
If a person puts in 40 or 50 million and makes 200 million after a few months, is that not good?
On the condition that the person has 50 million in cash for himself, not for him to use the family's money to do it. So does that person have 50 million tomans?
Up until yesterday, that person didn't have it, but from today he does. His granny gave it to him.
So that person, what was he going to do if the necklace didn't exist?
Well, it does exist, and 3 of its coins belong to that person.
That person's making a mistake. Only 2 of the coins belong to him.
Well, then 2 coins. He can decide what to do with those 2 coins.
No, that person has to realize that that necklace is worth a lot more money the way that it is, as opposed to selling off the individual coins.
Very well. They can sell that necklace the way it is, and they can give that person his share, so that he doesn't lose this golden opportunity. Doesn't that make sense?
This humble person, who's the father of that person, isn't so sure that person has any sense.
How come?
Because that person has proven that he's not capable of making investments and earning money, anyhow. Only 1 of the coins belongs to that person, the other 1 belongs to his son.
That person is his father. And until that child has grown up and can figure things out for himself, he'll make the decisions for him.
Even if that child doesn't want to?
Even if that child doesn't want to. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Uh-huh. So that person accepts that if a father is sure his child doesn't know what he's doing, then he can make decisions for him, can he?
Definitely!
God bless that person's mother and father. That's exactly what I'm doing.
Oh. You mean that person, after living for 4 decades, doesn't know what's good for him and what's bad for him?
I'm the father of that person, and that's what I think.
Dad, you keep saying that person, but you're belittling me. I'm not even worth this much to you.
You're really unfair and ungrateful. I've been calling you a person for an hour, and then you say I'm belittling you and I don't think you're worth much. I was just joking, son. Don't take it to heart. Just trust me. What I want to do is to make us a lot of money. Look, just imagine that the necklace doesn't even exist, huh?
Children, go and play in your room. We have to talk now.
No, Shiva, dear. Let them stay. They have the right to their opinion, too.
But what are these poor things supposed to give their opinion about?
They have a share, too, Farzad. Age isn't important. What's important is democracy.
What are we supposed to give our opinion about?
Nothing, Monsieur, dear. It's about your grandfather's villa.
Be quiet! Get up and go play in your room. We want to have a talk.
Children, please, get up, children.
Get up, darlings.
Get up. Let's go. Let's go, children. That's right. That's a good boy. Hurry up, my girl. Hurry up. Come on. Hurry, 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 hurry up, my son. That's a good boy.
You can give your opinion in their place. Do you agree with what Dad's saying or not? I, for one, don't agree.
I don't agree either. I think that there are actually a lot of things we could do with that money. Huh? For example, we can buy a nice small apartment.
There you go. How long do you want to be a freeloader at your father-in-law's?
Am I a freeloader here?
Really now, we're paying rent here, you know.
All right now, so you're paying rent. But if you buy a house, you won't have to pay rent anymore. What use is a villa up north for a person that's a tenant? Your share is bigger than everyone else's, so your opinion is very important. Shadi, what do you think?
I don't know what to say. I don't want to upset Dad.
Doesn't Dad say himself that it's very important to comply with a dead person's last wish? Didn't Granny say that he was to give each of us one of the coins? Huh? Well, we want to comply with her last wish.
Yes. Yes. And by putting our fingers on this very point, we can go ahead and convince him to do it.
That's right. Good job. Shadi, look, with your money, you can buy a car. You can use it to gather your dowry.
Oh, I'd really love to buy a car. I wish I could do it.
You can. We're not asking for too much. We don't want to make Dad get upset. We just want to get what's ours.
Yes. Yes.
That's right. That's right.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just like this, we'll go and have a man-to-man talk with Dad tonight. And we'll determine where we stand with
him. Yes, we'll determine it by pointing out that it was her last wish.
You're a doctor in this country. Shouldn't you own your own house?
Yes!
Do you have to be a freeloader? That's right, sir. I also think it's better if it's 50-50. However much you've spent, gather up the receipts and I'll pay half of it. How much have you spent up until now? 80 million. Very well, half of it is 40 million. I'll pay it, no problem. No problem.
Hello to you too.
Hello.
Hello, darling.
Hello.
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 Hello, sir.
Hello, Dad.
Hello, Dad.
Hello.
Hello.
It's
How are
good
you?
That you've come right in time. Come here. These are the designs for one of my friend's two-story villa. I got it from him so that if you like it, we can go ahead and use
Dad,
it.
Dad, we've come here to talk to you about a very important matter.
Now come and take
matter.
A look at the design and give me your opinion. Then we'll get to your important matter. Come on already. Hurry up.
Sharam, come here.
It's two stories, 250
Didn't
square
meters. Didn't I tell
you
to wait a
there's
few days and I'll talk to him myself? Are you trying to start a riot?
Downstairs.
Why are you making this a political matter? We just want our rights.
By gathering a crowd and starting a protest.
Let's see if you can eventually make it a political matter, Mother. What, gathering a crowd and starting a protest?
Why don't you trust your father?
He's the one that doesn't trust me. He's always saying I'm too useless to do anything.
Look, no one knows their child better than a mother and a father. You know that.
Oh. So then you agree that I'm too useless to do anything, okay?
When did I ever say such a thing? Anyhow, don't take it to heart. He's your father.
I think it's going to be
he just
really
said
beautiful.
Something.
Yes.
I think I
don't
agree
with his family either. But I'm just waiting for a few days to pass. And when it's the appropriate time, I'll have a talk with him.
Oh, Sharam, come and see how great it is.
No, I just don't have the time, Mother. Luck has come knocking on my door.
Sharam, come and see what you think.
I have to answer the door.
Oh, Dad, I think it's going to be really beautiful. I think we should put a garden right here.
Dad, can we also put in a sauna and hot tub?
Like I say, you can just leave the tiles and ceramics to me because of the patient in the ceramics business. You don't
Sharam,
have to worry at all.
See how great this is. Dad wants to build a terrace and you can do rehearsals
it really
in
it. Is beautiful, this design. Come on, Sharam. Come and see what you think. Come and have a look.
You want to freeload at the villa too, right?
Yeah. Wow.
After that, Sharam continued on with his efforts on his own, but none of them got any results. The thing that was bothering Sharam the most was Dad's lack of trust in him. He wanted to invest in that play no matter what it took and prove to Dad that he's not all that useless. The most important matter in his life had become the issue between him and Dad, and of course, Dad's safe, which had the necklace inside it.
What the hell do you mean by stealing? I have something valuable in the safe, and the safe doesn't only belong to my dad, right? It's the entire family's. Yes, but don't tell it to him like that. Tell him that I've lost the key to my safe. Look, Sarush, how well do you know the guy? Is he a trustworthy thief? No, no, it's just, what I mean is, does he know what he's doing? I'm just worried about one thing. I'm worried that the guy will be trouble. One day when we're not here, he'll target the house and come and rob us. How can I do something that he doesn't find out? He's going to come here, so he'll know where it is. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. That's great, it's good that way. Tonight, there won't be anyone at our house between 8 and 12. We have to get it done between 9 and 10 o'clock. Yes. Don't tell him any details about me. I'll call you.
Sharam, I've left food for you in the fridge.
Sharam, I wish you were coming too.
I have rehearsals. It's better if I sit down and go over the script. Go on, have a good time.
Take care of yourself. Goodbye.
Dad, take care of yourself.
You take care of yourself too. Don't give Aunt and them a hard time.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hello? Hi. Where are you right now? Stay there and I will get myself there in 15 minutes. Huh? I'm wearing a plaid shirt. Goodbye. Oh God, you know I'm not into these things. But you're the one that puts this in my path. I put my trust in you, God. Come on, come on. Take off the sunglasses. I'm really sorry, but it's best for both of us if you don't know where our house is.
No, it's all right. My eyes hurt, but it's not important. It's all right. Oh, telephone.
You know, we'll have to get the job done between 9
it
and 10 o'clock.
It won't take more than an hour. It's my sister. Hello, what is it? I'm at work. What difference does it make? I'm close to Nahid Street. Somewhere around there. I'm going to come. I'll be there in an hour. Hello? Oh, she hung up.
Excuse me, but how did you know where you are?
GPS, Sharam, dear. GPS, let's go, let's go. Before it gets too late.
Sharam isn't my real name.
Yeah, Surush told me.
Yeah. What's your name?
My name is Hutan Amadi, my good man. Is this the apartment?
That's a fake name, right?
Yes, my real name is Tofik Ruzavzun.
That sounds more like a fake name.
Yes.
What's your line of work?
I'm the special representative of UNESCO in Asia and Australia and a little bit in the Caribbean Sea. During the nights, for fun and excitement, I go and steal. I'm a thief, man. Open the door.
Now that Surush has a big mouth and told you everything, then let me tell you. I want you to open my dad's safe because there's something in it that belongs to me and I want to take it.
Your dad's safe?
Surush didn't tell you?
No, the jerk. He said that you'd lost the key to your own safe and I have to open it. Well, actually, it's better. It's more exciting this way. I like jobs with adrenaline. Wow, what a wonderful family. Oh, that's you.
Yes, and that's my son, Maziar.
Listen, was your apartment upstairs?
Yeah, upstairs, over there. Yeah.
And the apartment next door was your sister's?
Yeah, it's my sister's. And that's my freeloading brother-in-law?
Oh, you can tell by looking at him. Listen, I still don't get it. I don't know what the story is with the fourth apartment.
Don't take it to heart. Surush didn't know. Otherwise, he definitely would have told you. That's my younger sister's. My dad said he'll put it into her name when she gets married.
After she gets married?
Uh-huh.
Your younger sister?
Yes. You want to go and open that safe now?
Well, since we've come all this way...
Come on. It's this way. This is it.
Oh, that's one of those old ones. This'll open really quickly. Oh, man. That's not going to have any adrenaline at all.
What? What's all of this? Isn't it for blood pressure and blood sugar?
Tell me. If a policeman searches your bag and sees there's a bunch of screwdrivers in your bag and there's also a stethoscope in your bag, what would he think?
He'll think that you're a thief and that you open safes.
Oh, good job. Now, if he searches your bag and sees there's a bunch of medical things in it and there's a couple of screwdrivers too, then what will he think?
Then he'll think that you're a doctor and you like to do mechanical work too.
Ah, good job. Now, if he has... the slightest bit of suspicion. You give him this card, and he'll go on his way.
Oh, doctor. This is your card. Oh. Aren't you going to use the stethoscope?
This is really old. It doesn't need a stethoscope, man. That's it.
No way, man.
There you go.
You shouldn't see what's inside it. Here you are. Please go over there. Turn towards the wall.
Wow.
Man, you should have told me you were looking in the mirror, you jerk.
You've got high expectations. Look, man, I'm a thief. A thief. Understand what you're dealing with. Now, if this mirror wasn't here, I always carry a mirror with me.
Oh.
Is it an antique?
Yes, it's an antique.
Come on, does it really belong to you, or have you come to steal
it? No, man, it belongs to me. I mean, well, three of them are mine. No, in reality, two of them. And out of those two, only one of them really belongs to me. Why are you looking at me like that?
I wanted to.
What do you want?
I want my share of some of those coins in your hand. I want my share.
Don't tell me you really think you've come here to steal.
No. But I sense that you have a fever. And as your personal doctor, I've come to make a house call and treat you. I gave you a card and you really believed I'm a doctor.
We agreed that you'd get some money and you'd come and do this job and leave. Of course, after I've gotten my share from this necklace and I've put this back in the safe and then you've closed the door, then you will leave. Got it?
I don't get it at all. You're going to have to do more than that. You'll have to put in your PIN code and slide the card and give me my share.
Look, I'm going to...
Goodbye, Mother.
Physical.
Uncle!
They're here. Don't worry. Don't worry. Everything is under control. You don't need to worry at all.
That rude jerk. I told you 100 times not to force me to go to places like that. There you go, Steph. What you wanted?
Let's
I was belittled.
Hello there.
Hello to you too.
Why do you come back so soon?
Just like always, your dad got into a fight with your aunt's husband.
What's going on? Why are you here?
This is my friend.
I'm Hutan, Dr. Hutan Ahmadi.
You're friends with one another?
Yes, we're old friends.
Then how come we've never seen him before?
He wasn't here. He's been abroad for about 20 years.
I live in Norway, Oslo. It's a cold city with hearts of ice. I missed Iran a lot, so I came back. I thought of Sharam, my dear friend who's got such a kind heart. So I came to see him, and we were looking at your pictures when you got here now.
Thank you so much for coming, Doctor. Come this way, please. Please come. Shiva, darling, you come too, so we can be together for dinner.
You haven't had dinner?
No, darling. But I've got some things in the fridge. I'll heat them up and we'll eat it together. Come this way, please. Come on.
If you don't mind, I'll be going.
He's my brother-in-law. He's a doctor.
Oh, it's a pleasure to meet
Likewise.
you. Likewise.
And if you'll excuse me, I'll be right back. Bye.
No problem. If you don't mind, I'll be leaving now. I don't want to disturb you.
Don't act so shy, son. Come and have dinner. Then you can go wherever you like.
Oh,
go ahead.
Thank you.
Go have your dinner. A person doesn't go and bring a stranger into this house.
Dad, he's not a stranger. He's my friend.
You said yourself you haven't seen him for 20 years. In 20 years, a person can change so much that he even becomes a stranger to his parents, never mind his friends. Go and tend to your guests.
Sure.
Doesn't that boy seem a bit suspicious to you?
Don't start again. What was suspicious about him?
We know of all Sharam's friends. Why haven't we seen this one ever before?
Well, the poor thing said it himself. He hasn't been in Iran for 20 years.
Maybe he's lying. When does Sharam ever have a friend who's a doctor? What the hell are they doing here?
Nothing. They came to steal. Masood, sometimes you forget that Sharam is your son. Don't give that child such a hard time. Why don't you trust him? You've always told him that he doesn't have any proper friends, and now that someone's come who's proper, you start acting like Sherlock Holmes.
There's something suspicious about that boy, I'm telling you.
All right, I'll remember. But on my life, don't do anything for him to get embarrassed in front of his friend.
Give me the bag and I'll take it upstairs.
Calm down. Easy, easy. If I give you the bag right now and someone comes along and sees the bag in your hand, what are you going to do, huh? Huh?
Hello.
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 This is my younger sister, Shadi, and, this here is Dr. Hutan Amadi, an old friend of mine.
Pleasure to meet you.
Why do you come upstairs so late?
Nothing. I'd gone to the supermarket to do some shopping. Uh-huh. Thank you very much for coming, if you'll excuse me.
Of course. Go ahead. Excuse me. Is she your sister in the picture? The one that's not married?
Uh-huh.
The apartment over there.
No. The apartment's over here. It's
one
across
second,
from that one.
One second. Over
it's
here.
It's the one right.
Right
above us.
That's right. One second. Apartment over here. Are you upset about something? Would you like me to leave now?
Sit down.
I'll sit down. Over here. The one over here.
What was all that garbage you were saying during dinner? You own your own business in Oslo? You want to take Fazad to Norway and open a clinic for him? You have 150 employees? And you probably want to take me too. I almost had a heart attack 100 times. Give me the bag. Look, you'll get your money and then you are going to leave. I added 100,000 to it. Get lost.
I'm not leaving, Sharam, dear.
How come?
I've got my heart set on this place.
You want more money?
My good man, Sharam, why do you think everything's about money? I really don't understand. I want to become part of your family. That really warm and friendly family picture.
I don't understand you. What's that mean? Do you want to have my father adopt you or what?
Sharam, why do you always choose the most idiotic and difficult path?
What then?
Man, Lady Shadi, me...
Well?
Marriage. I'll become your brother-in-law, along with your other brother-in-law. Apartment next to yours, neighbours. You'll become an uncle.
Sometimes something happens and you wouldn't believe how it's going to end. Sometimes, in order to get yourself out of a difficult situation, you go ahead and you tell a lie and you get yourself into even more difficult situations. The worst thing is to get stuck between fire and water. On one side you'll drown, and on the other you'll burn. We'll have to see which one our friend is going to choose.
شب تو برگه خواب دستای تو آینه و پروانه ها روشونه تو خورشید و ما هم خونه تو تو قلبمون بارون گرفت شهر رو به هم زدیم تا اون بره رنگین کمون با هم قدم زدی تو چشم من شیرین تره خواب تو از بیداری ها باید تو رو پیدا تعبیر رویاهام دیدم یه شب تو برگه خواب دستای تو آینه و پروانه خانه ها روشونه تو خورشید و ما هم خونه تو قلبمون.